His young dog, ever I seen him catch one of them.
Hmm.
He'd catch that donkey by the nose, and when that donkey got him loose, he'd have him tore up nose, too.
Hmm.
Paw him loose and run over him and try to kick him and everything else. He wouldn't whip.
Were these wild?
Yeah, no, they'd just be, you know, you can't use them to do no good. The kids play with them.
Yeah, that's about it.
That's all they're good for. Nobody can use them. And they just big robes. They all went where they wanted to. But that was one place that they didn't come and take up, because that dog would stand for it. He was a very vicious dog. He weighed 98 pounds.
My goodness.
And there's three things that we had to watch him about. One was our neighbor's dogs, and there was three things. The other was a woman with a broad brim hat, or a number of them that you're talking about. Yes, he wouldn't let her in that yard. She could come in the edge of the yard, but she better stay away from the front door.
If she folded up her umbrella, could she?
And that still didn't matter after she'd come up with it. Now, if she hadn't walked up with it over, it would have been different. Well, we lived on the farm, and you know we have traveling salesmen, car agents, and what have you, more or less with a nice suit of clothes on, necktie, and peddlers. We'd have peddlers. Well, when they come, you wouldn't hear a word out of them. He'd go and scoot down right at the front of the door, right where you had to enter. This was down in the log houses town. And as they approached him and got as close to from here at that door, he began shining them big tushies. Tushies. Oh, he'd pull that upper lip up so you could see those big tushies, and he didn't want to. He meant that you better stay back.
Mm.
And the wife, and they'd stop and go to holler and hello, you know. Good enough. They stayed back. So the wife would go to the door. And they'd say, will that dog bite? She'd say, invariably, yes, sir, he'll bite. And they'd have maybe a suitcase to hand. That's another thing he didn't like yours. He didn't like it. So she'd say, you stand right there, and I'll go over to the other door. So you go to the other door and call him away from that door. He'd come right on the outside up there to her. But when he got up there, she'd just grab his collar and leave him in the house and shut the door. And then they could come in and talk to him. Mmm.
That's a good thing.
Our neighbor's dogs, they just soon learn, and we hate it too.
What do you do to cats?
Oh, he is death on cats, but we had one there that he thought belonged there and he didn't kill it.
Huh.
But stray cats, and what our old cats come and eat, you know. Tomcats begin to come around there, boy. I don't know how many of them he did kill.
Hmm.
Way in the night, you know. When they start breeding and squalling, why, he'd get one of them. Yes, sir.
Did your cat ever have kittens?
Yeah, we. And now that's something else. It's 12 or 14 miles from this town to where I live. And we'd kept this old cat till she got up in years. I don't know just how old. She got to where, when she had a litter of kittens, she'd go out this time of year and she'd catch these old, what we call road lizards, and little harmless snakes. And she had to bring them in the house to eat them. She'd eat every one of them. So, wife got so fretted at her about it. Finally she said to me, she said, why don't we take this old cat off? I said, I've just been waiting for you to say the word. I said, next time I go to town, if you'll put her in a sack, I'll haul her off. So